No, no, you don't understand. I have called every drugstore in this city and nobody has what I need. Now, this is a very serious condition. I could die if I don't get this. You'll have it here by tomorrow? Great.
Thank God.
Chris, I had no idea you were sick. What is it, your heart?
My hair. I ran out of conditioner. And hey, don't laugh. This happens to be very serious.
You don't have to tell me. You think I just wake up looking like this?
Morning, Chris. Let me have a great big breakfast, will you? A couple eggs, a couple of sausages. I tell you, everything tastes so much better now that I've quit smoking.
Bob, is there any chance you use Sculpt and Shine Leave-In Conditioner for Curls by Sundora?
No, but you can try my styling glaze for men by Jamon.
Tried it. It gave my hair a matte finish.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Hey, maybe you guys didn't hear me. I quit smoking.
You know, it's really scary if I go too long without conditioner. I should have stocked up. I was playing with fire.
I don't know what you were thinking, sister. That's a dangerous game.
You know what else is a dangerous game? Smoking.
You know, I've never gone so much as 2 days without my conditioner.
Yeah, speaking of 2 days, it's been two whole days since I've had a cigarette.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
I'm not so sure. Something's bothering me.
Yeah, well, if you're afraid I started smoking again, don't worry, I haven't.
All right, now tell me if this sounds bad, all right? Now, last night, Amanda and I were, in the middle of things.
Not bad so far.
What, am I even here? Anyway, we were in bed, and I couldn't tell if she was yelling out, "Oh, man," or "Oh, Stan."
It's Stan.
Well, how do you know?
Wearing a shirt that has Stan written on it.
Oh, wait. It is possible that Amanda bought him a shirt and the designer's name is Stan.
Yeah, and that's his logo, you know, like Ralph Lauren, Tommy Hilfiger, or Stan.
What are you talking about? It's one of those shirts that delivery guys wear. They bring stuff to my office all the time.
Yeah, but why would a delivery guy be leaving a shirt in my... Oh, damn. Amanda's cheating on me with some guy named Stan. Mm.
Jake, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay, that's cleared up. Now, can we get back to me, please?
You know what? That's it. I'm gonna go home and talk to Amanda. Then I'm gonna go take care of this guy, Stan. The guy stole my girlfriend, and you know what? Come to think of it, my high tops are missing.
Poor guy.
Poor guy? His girlfriend cheated on him. It happens. I, on the other hand, have gone without nicotine for two whole days.
Oh. You quit smoking?
Yeah, why don't you say something?
Margaret, I forgot to ask. The facts come in with Mrs. Gilbert's test results?
Oh, the results just got here, but they're not very clear.
Well, of course not to you. You're not a doctor. I can't read this.
That's what I was trying to tell you. The fax machine needs a new film roll. I'll call the repairman.
Well, why?
Because I can't do it myself.
Margaret, if I said I can't do it myself, I never would have quit smoking, which I have for the last 2 days. Now, maybe it's time you thought about doing things yourself instead of relying on other people to do them for you. Think about it. Here, file this for me.
Better walk away before I take that soapbox you're on and beat you with it.
Margaret, what do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to fix the damn fax machine.
You don't know how to do that. Why don't you just call the repairman?
John won't let me.
Why not?
Who knows? He quit smoking. Now he's on his high horse.
Well, that's good. He took up riding. Keep his mind off smoking. Margaret told me you quit smoking. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
I'm glad somebody is.
And I want you to know that I'm happy to be your sponsor.
Sponsor?
You know, the person who stands by your side and makes sure you never start smoking again. I'm great at it. I'm my mom's sponsor. She's quit 13 times.
I quit smoking all by myself. I don't need a sponsor.
Well, sure, not now. But what happens when you wake up in the middle of the night with a need so bad you can hardly stand it? All you have to do is pick up the phone, call me, and I'll be there for you.
Don't be.
I mean, not there in bed next to you. God, I got enough problems without sleeping with my boss. But don't worry. I'm not attracted to you at all.
Good.
Seriously.
Good.
No way.
I get it.
Ever. So when you wake up in the middle of the night screaming because you want a cigarette, just call me and I'll be there.
Usually when I feel like screaming, you already are.
Amanda, it's me. Get out here. I want to talk. Amanda, I'm not kidding, Amanda. I'm serious. But look, I know all about what's going on with you and Stan, all right? I may be blind, but don't think I can't see what's going on right in front of my face. Amanda. Look, you can pull this silent routine as long as you want, but we are going to talk about this. I'm just sitting right out here on the couch. Just waiting for you. I mean, why would you do this, Amanda? I thought we had something special. All right, well, you can't hide in there forever, Amanda. I'll be out here, waiting. Oh. Amanda? Amanda? Stan?
Chris, get out here already with my breakfast. I'm starving. I want to break the news to you, but I think your hair is unscrewing.
Oh, my God. It's starting.
All right, all right, all right. We can handle this. First things first. Give me my breakfast.
Hey, there's a delivery truck. That guy's supposed to bring my Sculpt and Shine leave-in condition for curls by Sundora.
Chris.
Wait, why is he driving away?
Well, that's a good question. If you just give me my breakfast.
Hey, come back here with my Sculpt and Shine leave-in condition for curls by Sundora.
Chris, it'll only take a second.
I'm getting to the bottom of this. I'm calling Sundora.
That'd be good, but before you do that, could you give me the breakfast? Because I'm kind of getting a little dizzy and... Chris?
Yeah, hi. Hello? Yeah, this is Chris Connor. I placed an order yesterday.
So did I.
What do you mean it won't be here till tomorrow? But you promised it would be here overnight. Mm-hmm. What?
My breakfast!
2-day service is not overnight. It's overnight.
Chris?
Yeah, sorry. Here, Bob. All right, so you promise it'll be here tomorrow. All right, well, thank you. Wow, you're hungry.
Oh, hey, nice hair. Couldn't get a cab with a windshield?
Shut up.
She needs her conditioner.
Yeah, if I don't get it, I'm gonna go out of my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like an addict. Totally dependent on an external substance for your happiness. I used to be like you. Yeah, but ever since I quit smoking, you know, I find my peace from within.
What's it been, like 3 days?
Almost. It's not the point, though. The point is that I did it myself, and I've never felt better in my life. You don't see me all upset, do you? You don't see me wigging out. Hey, where the hell are you thinking calling me at 2:00 in the morning?
Sorry, but as your sponsor, I wanted to make sure you weren't having a craving.
I was having a craving for sleep.
You know, Linda, I have cravings in the middle of the night, too.
I know. Quit calling me.
Hey, Jake.
Well, you're not going to believe it. Amanda moved out.
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry.
And she took everything with her. And by everything, I mean furniture, appliances, my big screen TV.
Why do you need a big screen?
I just like knowing that I have one.
Can't believe she did that.
Yeah, I can. I never liked her. Unless you get back together, then I never said that.
Well, I found this envelope this morning. I'm guessing it's a Dear John letter.
I can't believe she left her blind boyfriend a letter. That's like breaking up with a deaf guy over the phone.
All right, Jake, buddy, I'll read it to you here. Actually, I forgot my glasses. Here, why don't you read it?
Ha ha ha!
Wow, I have no idea what this says. Her handwriting is atrocious.
Give it to me. If I can read Dr. Becker's writing, I could read anyone's. Except hers. What, did she have a stroke?
Will somebody just read the damn letter?
Oh, give it to me. I'll read it. See what we got here. Dear Jake. Okay. It's all pretty standard breakup stuff. Not that I haven't seen before. Oh, here we go. I've been sleeping with a guy named Stan for the last 6 months right under your nose. We're running off to Vegas to get married. All the best, Amanda.
Oh, God.
Oh, now I see why nobody wanted to read this.
I can't believe it. I mean, she's gonna marry Stan. It really says so.
Yeah, I mean, you want me to read it again? Because there's like a whole paragraph of how good he is in bed.
Oh.
What am I gonna do?
Well, you're just gonna be a man, buddy, and take the pain. I mean, that's what I did when I quit smoking.
Oh, please, how can you possibly equate quitting smoking with Jake losing his girlfriend?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, mine's a lot worse. I can never have another cigarette. He can always get another woman.
I need to be alone.
You are alone. She left you.
Don't.
No. Let him go. Let him go. If he's ever going to get through this, he's going to have to toughen up, like I did when I quit smoking.
You know, we shouldn't have let him leave. He's got no one to talk to. It's not healthy to keep your feelings bottled up inside.
I don't keep anything bottled up inside.
Could you?
Excuse me, I have a package for a Chris Connor.
Oh, my sculpted child leave-in conditioner for girls by Sedona. Finally, it's here.
Yeah, I don't get it. What's the big deal?
You don't use hair gel, do you?
What the hell is this?
It's a sex toy.
I ordered something for my hair.
Yeah, well, don't use that. Your hair looks bad enough already.
Look, you. I ordered a case of Sculpt and Shine leave-in conditioner for curls by Sendora. Now you go back to your shipping depot, you find it, and you bring it back here before I turn into the Bride of Frankenstein.
Before?
Go! What am I supposed to do with this?
You really want me to tell you in front of them? You're still working on that fax machine?
Well, maybe I wouldn't be if someone would give me a little help.
I'll get Dr. Becker.
Wait a minute. You just take this roll while I figure out what to do with this end.
Okay. I'll get it. Doctor's office? Yeah, this is a bakery. That's why I said doctor's office. Is the world full of stupid people, or is it just me?
It's just you.
You know, there'd be some mornings I'd wake up and I'd think, you know, why even get out of bed? Then I'd look over at the nightstand and I'd see my little tobacco friend just waiting there to say, good morning. You know, and all of a sudden, everything would be okay. And I'm way past that now, you know. Not a day goes by I don't thank my lucky stars that I quit smoking.
Well, how long's it been?
Let's see, a year from now, it'll be a year and 3 days. God, for crying out. Hey, what happened to my gum? I had a half a stick of gum in here this morning.
Dr. Becker, are you sure you're all right? You're showing all the classic signs of relapsing, but don't worry, because I have just the thing for you.
That's what you got for me? A cat hanging from a branch?
Don't you get it? The cat's up a tree, but he's still hanging in there. Here.
How's this supposed to help me? This cat never smoked.
I can't make the roll fit. I call the company to get the instructions.
What'd they say?
They said they would fax them to me. I just can't do this.
Well, here. Hang in there, baby. Hey, Jake, you in there? It's John.
Yeah, come on in.
Didn't you used to have a doorbell out here?
Amanda took that, too.
Oh, you know, I thought this place was going to look bad. It looks fine.
Hey, have a seat. You want a beer?
No, thank you. You know, I just thought I'd come by. I know it's kind of hard on you. I wanted to see how you were doing.
Well, actually, I'm not doing too good. Mm. Damn, forgot. No coffee table. You want some pizza?
Oh. Did you pay for this by credit card?
Yeah, actually, I ordered it by phone. Why?
Well, looks like you paid $46 for a small cheese pizza.
Oh, damn, this is just not my day. I don't know what to do, John. Do I crawl back to her, or do I go beat stand up because he drove her off into the sunset in his big, cool brown truck?
Absolutely not. That'd be weak. That'd be like me starting smoking again, which I'd never do, because like I said, you know, that'd be weak.
I miss her so much, John. Man, I think I'm doing okay, and then something will remind me of her. She was the first thing I'd reach for when I got up in the morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But you just gotta put that in the past.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can. I mean, John, she was my best friend. I mean, every time I was around her, I'd just light up.
Oh, you know? God. What? Look, we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna get through this, buddy. I mean, you, we're gonna get you through this.
Thanks, that means a lot.
Yeah. You know, if you need to, you can cry.
No. I think I'm gonna be all right. John? Are you crying?
No, I'm fine. I you know, I'm just sad for you, that's all.
You!
Yow! What happened to you?
Is that my sculpt in shine? Give it to me.
Yeah, just sign right here?
Sign it yourself.
Hey, hold up a second there.
Me?
Yeah, you're a delivery guy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You work in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Your name's not Stan, is it?
No, it's Dave.
Oh, do you know Stan?
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't give me that. I mean, all you delivery guys are the same with your brown shorts and your muscular calves. I was with the love of my life for 2.5 years, and then one of you guys came and ruined everything.
Oh, damn, are you Gloria's husband?
No.
Julie's?
What is it with you guys? Do you just park outside someone's house, wait for the men to leave, and then go sleep with their wives?
Yeah, that's terrible. Are you guys hiring?
Oh, you people are all crazy.
Jeez! Just let me ride in the truck with you. Is this Gary driving without doors?
I don't believe it. I'm never gonna see Amanda again.
Oh, buck up, will you?
Well, yesterday you said I could cry.
You still not over that? Come on, let it go.
John.
What?
I hope you're happy. I tried to fix that fax machine for days. It broke me. I will pay to have that machine fixed myself. Just please, don't make me do this anymore. This is Sculpt and Shine for extra body. Does this hair look like it needs extra body? Is that guy still here? Maybe what I need is still on the truck. Maybe I have somebody else's and they have mine. Oh, no. He's gone.
You people make me sick. My girlfriend cheated on me. I can't change her facts. My hair's too frizzy. Oh, for God's sake, I haven't had a cigarette in over 5 days. You don't see me whining, do you? That's because I've got character. I got strength.
Shut up! I can't listen to another minute of this.
I'm just trying to help you people.
You know, you are so damn self-righteous.
And annoying. You know, why don't you just have a smoke already?
What?
Yeah, great. If only just to put something in his mouth to shut him up. Smoke!
Oh, yeah, I get it. You think just because I have a pack of cigarettes in my hands that I'm going to fall off the wagon? Is that it? You think I'm going to blow 5 days of not smoking? Yeah? Well, I bet you think that if I take one drag, I'm gonna get hooked again, right? Yeah, well, forget it. I'm not. Watch this.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Yes, you were. You were about to smoke this cigarette.
No, I wasn't. I was just gonna, you know, prove a point.
Give me that.
Face it, John. You were gonna smoke. You are just as weak as the rest.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I was just gonna take one little puff and then throw it away to show you how strong I was. But I didn't even do that. That's how strong I am.
All I know is there's a little kitty back at the office who's gonna be very disappointed in you.
I hate that cat.